Thank you very much for these remarks. I really hope that we can mobilize interest to support this plan and help you to address the needs of the victims of the conflicts in Iraq. Maybe I'm going to turn to the audience and ask if there are any questions to the panelists from the audience. And while you think about the possible questions you may ask, I'm just going to give you a few examples of collaboration and coordination in the humanitarian system relevant to some of the countries we are discussing. So in the mine action area of responsibility, we work very closely with other parts of the humanitarian community focused on protection. Some are focused on gender-based violence, others are focused on child protection, others are focused on security of tenure. So for us, it's very important to integrate mine action and share analysis with those other protection actors. Now, in Iraq, the protection cluster has recently launched a new service mapping tool called Service Advisor Platform. The tool displays 252 service locations across Iraq for over 50 NGOs and UN agencies providing general protection, gender-based violence protection, child protection, and mine action service. And for us, this will be very useful to know who is doing what in which areas, and with the mapping of the victims, we can hopefully refer them to the right services. As part of the UN strategy on mine action recently adopted, UNMAS really wants to focus a lot more on creating the referral pathways and linkages between the service providers and the people we're interested in. So I wanted to mention this example in Iraq and also one in Afghanistan. The UN has launched a service called AWAS. It's the first nationwide interagency call center in the country. You dial 410 and anyone can speak for free with multilingual operators to access information and register feedback on assistance program. And this is a two-way communication channel on needs and priorities as reported on the ground. And these are circulated to partners to help improve the quality of programming in Afghanistan. So you can see that in many countries, there are initiatives to try to improve the situation. I think what we're missing is at the global level, the capacity to analyze what works, what is the most cost-effective, so that we can really propose solutions to the state parties. Maybe I will come back to Muriel. Muriel, you mentioned that there could be perhaps ways for the different instruments to collaborate. Can you please share a little bit more your thoughts on that, please?